For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. One of the continuing segments we'll have on our new Century of Lies program for the Drug Truth Network, name that jurisdiction by its drug law. It's time to play Name That Jurisdiction by Its Drug Law. This is a sad story of a current situation about an Australian supermodel surfer found with 4 kilograms of marijuana in her board bag. The young woman in question, Chappelle Corby, is set to be executed by a firing squad next month for this relatively minor amount of marijuana. A man has signed a statement naming 3 baggage handlers he says planted the drugs in Corby's unlocked bag. The chief lawyer said the 3 baggage handlers had since been jailed in Australia. Ms. Corby is due to have a verdict in mid-May. If found guilty of drug trafficking, she'll face the firing squad a short time after. This jurisdiction is just one of many puppets dancing to the U.S.-mandated Eternal War of Drug Prohibition song. Miss Corby is being held in Bali. And on the marijuana front, I think it's quite obvious to all that the U.S. government is fighting their battle of the bulge. They're throwing out all the old cliches. Marijuana leads to insanity, criminality, and death. Here to talk about that is our good friend from Common Sense for Drug Policy, Mr. Doug McVeigh.
You may have heard people question what impact the approval of the cannabis medication Sativex will have on the medical marijuana movement. Some, such as drug policy commentator Mark Kleiman, have even asserted that support for Sativex is inconsistent with support for making crude bulk cannabis available as well. Not true. Not only is this consistent, it's the only rational position. Sativex will be available eventually here in the U.S. as it is now in Canada, and when it is, it will probably be too expensive for at least some of us. The option of growing one's own cannabis, which could then be reduced to a tincture, is not only a viable option, for some, it's the only option. It is also nonsense to assert, as Kleiman does, that advocates don't want research. I can only speak for myself and the people with whom I've worked, but I've been in drug policy for the last 20 years, so I think I know of what I speak. We've been pushing hard for serious research for years. We believe the evidence is already strong enough for cannabis to be used, yes, but we need basic unbiased research to find out what are the real physical and psychological effects of cannabis. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
So what do you think, my friends? Will we ever stop these other countries from growing these plants that can be turned into products that we hate? Will we stop drug users from seeking euphoria? What do you think? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.